The brutal fighting in eastern Ukraine evokes memories of World War I. Soldiers are dying in trenches. Artillery rains down. The violence can be difficult to comprehend. And as NPR's Nathan Rott reports, there are concerns about what this type of warfare could be doing mentally to those on the front lines.
Through three sets of plastic barriers in the back corner of an infectious disease hospital in southeast Ukraine, two Ukrainian soldiers are resting on narrow cots. Konstantin, who's recovering from shrapnel wounds in his leg, is playing solitaire on his phone.
You winning?
Of course.
Yes.
Always winning.
Always win. Yes.
Sergei, who's dealing with an illness and severe concussion, sits up to greet us.
How are you?
Как вы? Нормально. Okay.
Doing okay?
It's okay, yeah.
We've agreed not to give Sergei or Konstantin's last names, as is now protocol with the Ukrainian military. We've also agreed not to reveal the exact location or name of this hospital. Medical facilities, like schools and shopping malls, have become a common target in Russia's war.
War is a terrible thing.
Terrible and made worse, both soldiers say, by the unusual type of war this has become. Sometimes you just lie in the trench with your gun, Konstantin says, and you think, why do I even need this gun? Because there's nobody to shoot. The fighting is all happening from a distance. Still, he and Sergei, who narrowly avoided being blown up when he got his concussion, plan to return to the front lines.
You want to go back.
Yes.
Even after having an explosion happen right next to you?
Ну, конечно, ну, нам надо... У нас не так много людей, как в России, у них больше ресурсов.
Of course, I will be there for my country, for my children when I get better, because they outnumber us. That's why we have to go back and we have to protect our country.
This is something that Alexander Federets hears all of the time. Federets is a psychologist who meets with Ukrainian soldiers back from the front line. We've met him in a city park in Dnipro next to a memorial for soldiers killed in eastern Ukraine's 2014 conflict.
The thing that brings trauma is not because they have to survive the fighting. It's that they can't fight back and they can't get their wounded. That makes the most difficult.
By even the most modest estimates, tens of thousands of people have died since Russia's invasion began. Military casualties are closely guarded by both sides, but Ukrainian officials have said that as many as 200 of their soldiers are dying every day. Hundreds more are wounded, and it's the job of licensed therapists like Federets and his colleague, Tatiana Yermolaeva, to meet with them to assess whether they're mentally and emotionally ready to return to the fight.
This war is still very different. Even people who are experienced soldiers, they are broken because of what they see, all the violence that they face.
Then there's the civilian soldiers, Yermolaeva says. More than 100,000 civilians have enlisted in Ukraine's territorial defense since Russia invaded in February. Many of the people Yermolaeva's met with were teachers, store clerks, drivers, until just a few months ago. The only war they'd seen was in movies, but they wanted to help. That was the case for the 20-year-old son of Alesa Olhovic, another Dnipro-based psychologist who's been meeting with soldiers. Olhovic's office is decorated with stuffed animals, entertainment for the families she's been meeting with who have had to flee their homes. Nobody in Ukraine is able to really relax, she says. There's a background tension from air alarms and missile strikes. But for soldiers like her son, it's all pronounced. For example, she says, we went on a drive with my son in the countryside this weekend. And he tried to check the situation around him all of the time.
He's just super alert.
Yes, yeah, super alarmed. Mm-hmm. This is know-how that people from the front.
Olhovic and other psychologists NPR talked to for the story say the real challenge will come later, after the war. Many of the soldiers they saw in the years after the 2014 fighting suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. But Ukraine, isn't post anything yet, they say. There's a meme in Ukraine now, Olkovic says, that jokes, look for a good psychologist now, because it'll cost a lot more after the war.
Yes!
I mean, I appreciate that Ukrainians have so much humor, given everything.
Black humor is the most important thing in our life, yes.
And it will be needed, she says, for a while yet. Nathan Rott, NPR News, Dnipro, Ukraine.